Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Feet to the Fire. Let's get right to it. We've got so much to do. This from Fox News. Five migrant buses arrive in New York City as Mayor Adams' tent city construction begins. Parking lot in the Bronx in New York City being turned into migrant processing center. So, again, got to say way to go to the Republican governors who are taking the Democrat tactics and turning it on them. Remember, we've said so many times, Biden was busing illegals into red states to flood the pool of voters and help to flip those states blue. So the Republicans are like, if you're going to let the migrants in and ship them to our states, well, we're going to ship them to your states, especially since your states and your cities claim to be sanctuary states and sanctuary cities because of so-called liberal compassion. Well, obviously the liberals are freaking out. Really weird. So now that the migrants are coming to your towns and your neighborhoods and your jurisdictions, these liberal politicians are coming apart at the seams. Mayor Adams in New York City said this: we need to focus on, quote, the real villain in this situation, which is Republican Governor Greg Abbott, even though Fox News, catch this, reports that many of the buses, however, have been sent by the city of El Paso, Texas, which has a Democratic mayor. So rather than demagoguery, the liberals should rethink their policy on a wide open border and sanctuary cities because they don't seem to like their own policy when it's used on them. Okay, this also in Daily Wire. Remember, we're in the epic right now in American culture where all MAGA Republicans, the majority of America, more than half the country, flyover America, we are radical extremists and domestic terrorists. Well, still no charges for the man who admits to shooting an 84-year-old pro-life canvasser. And I've been talking about it all week. Steve Scalise and the Republicans shot up at a congressional baseball game. You've got the 2020 Antifa riots. You've got the guy who drove his car over a Republican teenager and did it because he called him an extremist. And that guy is out on bail. You've got so many examples of Democrat extremism, Looney Tune behavior, and yet we're the domestic terrorists. But here you go again. The man admits to, quote, firing a warning shot and then shooting the elderly woman by accident. Richard Harvey, 74, admitted during a news interview that he fired off a warning shot from his .22 caliber rifle when he heard his wife allegedly arguing with the elderly pro-life activist. He claims he tried to push away her clipboard and accidentally shot her in the front of her shoulder. Notably, the activist, who has not been named, claimed she was shot in the back shoulder while leaving the residence. So the point is, whatever happened, this guy has yet to be arrested, even though he shot a pro-lifer. Can you imagine the reverse of this? And not that I'm saying I want that to happen, but can you imagine the media attention if the reverse of this happened and someone shot or quote-unquote accidentally shot a pro-choice activist, which would be horrible, by the way. All right, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. Daily Wire, this is actually from last week, and I just haven't got to it. Democrat representative melts after falsely claiming January 6th rioters beat a cop to death. All right, so one of the things that they are using, and tyrants do this all the time, is they perpetuate propaganda in a false narrative. And I've said so many times, and I want to take the time again on the show, to explain that January 6th was not an insurrection. No one died except Ashley Babbitt, who was an Air Force veteran. Nobody was armed. None of the protesters protesting the election, fraudulent election results. And yet this narrative is constantly spun out by the left, that it was an insurrection, worst day in American history, more dangerous and lethal than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. Even Republicans were saying this. George Bush, who was president during 9/11. This is the establishment narrative that, see, MAGA supporters are domestic terrorists. Case in point, January 6th insurrection. They even beat a cop to death. And everybody knows that's not the case. Listen to this. A House Democrat, this is from Daily Wire, insisted Wednesday that a cop, I think this was last week, that a cop was beaten to death with a fire extinguisher by January 6th rioters, even though the claim has long been debunked. Representative Mondaire Jones from New York, Democrat, insisted that Capitol Police officer Brian Sicknick was bludgeoned by Trump supporters, a claim first reported and then later corrected by the New York Times. Now, Representative Dan Bishop, Republican, North Carolina, thank you for him, reacted and made a comment. Did you say a police officer was bludgeoned to death by the crowd at the January 6th riots? So then, Jones replied that he had in fact said a police officer was bludgeoned to death, but he did not say at the hands of who. And Bishop pressed him, who are you referring to, if you don't mind saying? So in other words, I don't have to read the whole dialogue. He was referencing this false narrative that Sicknick was bludgeoned to death with a fire extinguisher, Sicknick, and it's not true. And I guess Mondaire Jones did not get the memo and the retraction from the New York Times. The Washington, D.C. Medical Examiner's Office ruled Sicknick, who died the day after the riot, succumbed to natural causes after suffering two strokes. And so Jones goes back, are you denying that a Capitol police officer was murdered in the midst of what happened on January 6th? And Bishop, the Republican, goes, yes, I think I am denying it. I understood the reports that Sicknick was struck with a fire extinguisher, but debunked as false. He died of natural causes that were not connected to the event. That's the point. So then Jones backs off because he knows he's wrong. And he just goes, you know, we're talking about but-for causation of Officer Sicknick's death. Please at least concede that Mr. Sicknick died as a result of January 6th insurrection. So in other words, Jones is saying, look, let's not squabble and bicker over details, fire extinguisher or not, bludgeoned to death or not. He did die because of January 6th. And the Republicans' point is, no, he didn't. So let's get the facts here. Jones accused Bishop of nitpicking, saying 138 Capitol and D.C. police officers were injured and multiple Capitol police officers died as a direct result of the riots. Now, this is my commentary. It's just not true. That didn't happen. No one died at the insurrection except an Air Force veteran, an unarmed victim at the hands of Capitol Police who shot her. That's why this whole narrative is completely backwards and reversed. They did the killing, and we are the extremists. Here's the facts. The deaths were possibly a reference to Metropolitan Police Officer Jeffrey Smith and Capitol Police Officer Howard Liebengood, who both committed suicide in the days following the riots. New York Times reported on January 8th, citing two law enforcement officials that Sicknick was beaten with a fire extinguisher and died hours later. A month later, the newspaper updated the story to say law enforcement officials initially said Mr. Sicknick was struck with an extinguisher, but weeks later, police sources and investigators were at odds over whether he was hit. So it's a false claim being perpetuated by Democrats, and here is the actual statistics of deaths in and around the January 6th insurrection, so-called. I hate calling it that. The only people, Daily Wire, who died during the riot were Ashley Babbitt, who was shot dead by a Capitol Police officer, Michael Byrd, Kevin Greeson, 55, and Benjamin Phillips, 50, who both suffered fatal heart attacks. That's not the result of the riot. And Roseanne Boylan, 34, whose death was attributed to an accidental overdose of amphetamines. And as you heard, other two cops, unrelated, died of strokes. And Sicknick, other two cops died from suicide, not proven to be related at all to the riot, quote unquote, and Sicknick died from natural causes of a stroke. And yet the narrative keeps getting perpetuated in our very own halls of Congress by congressmen who should know better, that There was all this rampant murder as a result of January 6th. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. January 6th was not an insurrection.